Belgian Prime Minister Yves Leterme's government collapsed yesterday after the Flemish Liberal Party pulled out of his five-month-old coalition. Leterme tendered his government's resignation to King Albert after an emergency cabinet meeting, but the monarch did not immediately decide whether to accept it. The king later consulted the speakers of the lower and upper houses of parliament and was expected to receive the heads of Belgium's mainstream parties. Sittings in the lower house, which was due to vote on a bill to ban wearing the niqab or burqa in public yesterday, was suspended until next week. Some have backed the legislation on the grounds of security, others on the grounds that full-face veils are a symbol of the oppression of women. Earlier this week, French President Nicolas Sarkozy also ordered a draft law banning full-face veils in all public places. We spoke with Haifa Jawal from the University of Birmingham in England, who says that she had hoped this issue would be dealt with in a more subtle way.
First of all, about the reasons for this law, we are told the issue of integration, but really in reality there has not been what they call it a comprehensive study about the impact of this form or type of address on the issue of integration. And consequently, you know, we need more clarifications from, you know, European governments in that context. About how it will be received, I'm pretty sure it will be badly received, primarily because at least some Muslims will feel that this is another attack on the Muslim community. I was hoping that this issue will be dealt with in a more sensitive way. In other words, you know, individual European countries could have dealt with that in a more set way through theology rather than through politics.